Welcome back in on a Friday night in KMA Land, week 8 of the high school football season. The Barrett Auto Center High School Football Preview Show with you, Derek Martin. From now to midnight, we've got the Connection Show, Scoreboard Show coming up, but let's get back into the matchups and let's talk large Class 11 players starting in Class 3A District 1, where Bishop Heelan Catholic is going to Humboldt tonight. MOC Floyd Valley is at Sioux Center and Algona's at Webster City. In 3A 6, Harlan at Atlantic, big matchup. You got Joe Brummer on one side, Sam Brummer on the other side, not both head coaches, but we did talk with one of the head coaches for Harlan, Todd Blatt, about matching up with Atlantic.
They're big, they're physical, they've got a lot of talent in the backfield for sure. They like to hit you in the mouth and keep coming after it every play. Defensively, they got guys that fly around. They get some really good defensive line play. I think their linebackers are pretty good downhill runners, and they can cover people one-on-one. So they definitely pose some issues for us offensively and defensively. So.
Coach Blatt with more on what it might take for his team to get a victory.
Well, we'll take it on the run. We'll take it on the pass. We'll take it in special teams. We really don't care how we get points on the board. Just I think you have to be conscious of what a team is giving up and try to take advantage of that.
Anything else you see as major keys going into Friday night?
Well, I think the special teams are going to play a big part. And then offense and defensive line, you know, it'll be a field possession or field position battle. So, you know, if you can flip the field with a long punt or a great kickoff, you know, those things are going to have big effect on the ball game.
Todd Blatt, head coach for the Harlan Cyclones at Atlantic tonight there in 3A6. Matt Goebbels is at the Trojan Bull providing reports from that one. Also Green County at Creston, Carroll at Perry. There's another regular season week following this week there in 3A. Same for 4A. In District 1, Lamar's is at Fort Dodge, Sioux City West at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Spencer at Storm Lake. In 4A District 6, Glenwood going to TJ looking for a bounce back after last week's loss to ADM. Matt Hayes will provide reports on our Connection Show. Tom Moore's on his way to Adel, Lewis Central, ADM. Great matchup here. Fifth time in the last 3 years they've played. LC has won all of those. Anything we can learn from that, Coach Justin Camrad?
You know, the past is the past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the focus this week is for this group and this team just to be able to compete at a high level. You know, I think our guys are extremely motivated, and we're going to come, you know, into this motivated. You know, we're fighting for our playoff spot. You know, as of right now, you know, you're going to week 8, and that's where everyone's mindset is at. And, you know, with us already having 3 losses, it's not a great situation to be in. And, you know, with the result that happened last week, you know, we could create a 3-way tie within our district to potentially give ourselves a shot at an automatic qualifying spot and then not have to really worry about things. But, you know, I think that's the nature of it. And that's a great thing that we'll preach to our guys. We have control over how this week goes, how we prepare this week, you know, what our mindset and our focus is, you know, and then obviously you got to execute the game plan. And the biggest one is obviously you got to limit Hutch and Scholl's ability to extend plays and make plays. And then we got to have some big plays offensively. You know, they're not giving up many points on the defensive side. So we got to be able to find a way to muster up some points and some long drives that give us a chance to win the football game.
Once again, Lewis Central and ADM at ADM. Tom Moore there on hand. Huge game for Lewis Central. Also, Boone is at Denison Sleswig in 4A District 6. Plus, Class 5A tonight, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln's at Sioux City East. AL coming off their first shutout victory in a number of years, taking on a Sioux City East offense that is very explosive, varied, multiple, all the good things.
Very explosive. They can move their receivers on the outside edge, and their D-backs are all very explosive. They're quick. And they're going to, you know, if you turn your back on, they're going to make big plays one after another. And up front, they're getting a lot bigger too. Their linemen at the O-line, their D-line is very long and lanky. And I think you saw that in play watching film against the Johnson game last week. It's a huge win for them and really Western Iowa overall. But they're very fundamental. They know their quarterback makes reads. He knows what he's doing out there. Rarely do teams – they're making teams make wrong decisions. So they're going to come out. They're going to be very fundamental. They're going to be very fast. We just have to stick to our guns and hopefully not get into a barn burner with them.
That was head coach Peter Kilberg there for Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. And also tonight, KMA Land Iowa 11-player non-district. This goes back to small class 11-player where Nottoway Valley is at Martinsdale St. Mary's, a couple of Pride of Iowa Conference teams getting together there in non-district play. All right, so that's a full rundown of large Class 11 player and of Iowa. We're going to take a break from Iowa, move into Missouri and Nebraska. Some big-time matchups tonight. Top five battle and eight player, Highway 71 rivalry. Huge one as well between state-rated teams elsewhere in Missouri, and then into Nebraska we go as well. Stay tuned. More coming up. Barrett Auto Center High School Football Preview Show.